About halachas of tachanun. So we mentioned that the Torah writes that the reason that we do tachanun is because we have three different forms, three different variations of tefillah that we try to supplicate before our Kodesh Baruch Hu. Number one, we do tefillah b'yeshiva, which is psukei d'zimra, we sit down. Number two, we do ba'amida, that's Shmona Esrei. And number three, we try a different way, which is nefilah sapayim. And this is something which already was found in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu says, ve'eshev bahar, at one point in his life, he was sitting on the mountain, he was gaining from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he had a relationship with him by yeshiva. At a different point in his life, it was Anochi Amadati Bahar, Moshe Rabbeinu stood up on Har Sinai. And on the third occasion, it was Va'esnapel Lefnei Hashem. So you see, Moshe Rabbeinu also tried all these three variations in whichever which way he can get himself toward the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's what he tried to do. And this is what we pointed out. That's why we generally say, Va'anachnu Lo Neda. Tachanun continues after we try all three variations of Tefillah. After we try sitting, standing, and now nefilas hapayim, now we throw up our hands and we say, v'anachnu lo neida manaseh, what more can we do? If you're not going to answer our tefilas in any of these variations, in any of these forms that we have tried, we have nothing left that we can possibly try. So we mentioned yesterday, Rabbeinu Bechaya points out that there are three reasons why we do nefilas hapayim specifically. Number one, he says, l'mora hashchina, to show our awe, to show our reverence, our respect for the Shechina. Number two, laharus tsar v'hachna. Number two is to show that we're in pain and to show that we're humiliated, we're humbled a little bit from this experience. And number three, laharus asiros chushav u'bitil harashosav. Number three is to show that we are totally mevatel ourselves, we give ourselves up completely to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's the one that runs the world. We have nothing that we can do without him, and this is why we, sort of speak, close our eyes, bind ourselves up a little bit and do nefilas hapayim to show that we cannot do anything without him. Before proceeding with the halacha, which because we started late, I'm not sure we'll be able to get through today, but I just want to share the insight that Rav Soloveitchik has. My father writes it in the Sefer Nefesh, in the Sefer Mipnini Harav, and I'll just read the Lashon. Here, Rav Soloveitchik is discussing what is the difference between tefillah b'tzibur and tefillah sayachid. Why is it that we assume that tefillah b'tzibur, chazar sashatz, for example, we daven out loud. That's b'kol ram. It has to be b'kol ram. Everybody has to hear. Masha'en came when it comes to tefillah sayachid, when it comes to my own private Shmona Esrei, so the halacha is that I have to do that b'kol namach. I have to do that in a quiet tone. I cannot let anyone hear what I'm saying. I cannot make someone overhear my tefillahs and my brachas. And that's learned out from Chana, like the Gemara says in brachas. So why is this distinction found between tefillah b'tzibur and tefillah b'yachid? So my father writes as follows: Afal pi shetfilas hayachad tzricha shetia belachash mikamakam chazaras hashatz bekolram v'nir lefarish begeder ha'inyan. So what is this all about? Why do we find that differentiation between the tefilas hatzibur and the tefilas hayachid? De hayachid afilu yiyat tzadik gadol k'moshe Rabbeinu. If you're the greatest person in the world, the greatest navi, you are Moshe Rabbeinu yourself. Ein lo zchus l'tvoa shum dover me'es HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have no right to come and claim anything from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You are not worthy for anything. Even if you're Moshe Rabbeinu, you're still not worthy. You're still not deserving of anything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu einenu chayv la ma'uma. God is not responsible to give me anything. So I'm really at God's discretion to decide whether or not I deserve something. But it's not because I really deserve it on my own. He can decide to give me a matana. He can decide to give me a gift. It's not that I ask him and therefore he has to give back. He doesn't have to give back. V'hu tzarech tamid lehispalo pebechinas ve'eschanan. We always, as individuals, need to daven in a form of ve'eschanan, which means, Tehainu ka'ani ha'omed b'pesach ha'mevakesh nedava me'es ha'balabais. It's like the poor man who comes to somebody in his house and says, please, give me a gift. I know I'm not worthy. I know you don't owe me anything. I know you don't know who I am, but still, would you mind giving me a gift because I'm very needy? Asher be'emes ein lo shum zchuyos l'tvoa osa ha'nedava. Person can't come to my house and say, you must give me a check for this institution. You have to give me a check. You have to give me money. What right do you have to tell me what to do? So to over here, behind Ulishna de Ve'eschanan, Milashon, Matnaschinam. What we ask for, Ve'eschanan El Hashem, when Moshe Rabbeinu talks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he says Ve'eschanan because that's a Lashon of Matnaschinam. He's asking for a gift, he's asking for something that he's not deserving of. Ve'asher Arkein Sarhu Levakesh Bekol Namachu V'lachash. And there we have to show humility, we have to daven in a way which is quiet, in a way which is private, in a way which shows our humility and shows that we really are not worthy, that we're really not deserving of what we're going to get. When you have a person who's embarrassed about something that they're presenting, they're not going to scream it out to the whole world. Somebody who's going bankrupt and they need to borrow money from their friends, they're not going to go around and announce that to the world. They're just going to go privately to a couple of individuals and ask them for a favor to help them out. Masha Enkein. When you have a shliach tzibur that's davening on behalf of everybody, he is representing all of us and bringing our tefillos toward HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'habris im HaKadosh Baruch Hu harei nichrisa im hatzibur v'lo im hayechidim. We have a covenant with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that covenant is not for each individual person. That's for Klal Yisrael as a whole. All of us together. The entity called Klal Yisrael has a covenant with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ubris. And what is the understanding of a bris, of a treaty, of a covenant? Gidro shutvus v'hischaivus hadadius. It means responsibility, it means commitment, it means understanding that there's a promise and there's an accountability that we have to one another, and therefore when we come, when the Shliach Tzibur comes in Nitza, she'yesh hischaivus hamutelus al HaKadosh Baruch Hu klapei HaTzibur. Since HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to the Jewish people in a treaty, in a bris, and a promise that he's going to take care of us as a whole, as a Jewish people, therefore, when we come and we ask for something that the Jewish people need, it's an obligation for him to follow through. Why? Because that's part of an agreement. An agreement means you have to follow through. So if God made an agreement with us that he's going to take care of us, then when the Shliach Tzibur goes ahead and represents the Tzibur, God actually has to listen. It's not the same as an individual who comes to Davin. Moshe Rabbeinu comes as an individual, he has to say, V'aschanan al Hashem, matnas chinam, I don't really deserve it. There's no bris with me. But when he comes to Davin on behalf of the Jewish people as a whole, V'yechal Moshe, what does the Gemara say there? V'yechal is milashan what? That she'achzor la'Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Gemara says that he, as if he took HaKadosh Baruch Hu by the jacket, by the lapels, and he wouldn't let him go until he answered the tefillos. Why was that? Because in that occasion, by Echal Moshe, that's when Moshe Rabbeinu was coming on behalf of Klal Yisrael. He was not coming on behalf of himself, he was coming on behalf of the Jewish people. When you have somebody who represents the Jewish people, then Hashem has an obligation. He promised us that he's going to take care of us. He has a responsibility he committed, and therefore when we have Moshe Rabbeinu davening on behalf of the Tzibur, that is when he says, Alashen Vayechal. When he davens on behalf of himself, he says, Va'eschanan milashem matnas chinam. And therefore, this is the way Rav Soloveitchik explained that is why when you have a Chazaras Hashatz, when you have the Shliach Tzibur who's representing all of us, he davens b'kol ram, because there's nothing for him to be embarrassed of. He's going ahead and claiming what HaKadosh Baruch Hu originally promised us, and there's nothing to be ashamed of. However, when an individual goes ahead and davens, the individual has to do it b'kol namach, because you're asking for a gift, for a matnas chinam that you really are not deserving of. And for, he continues like this. He explains now what Tachanun is all about. V'nira dezeu nami inyan hanachas rosho bein birkav. What is the idea of putting our head down in between our heads, putting our head in between our knees for Tachanun? De'isa b'kedushas levi. How do you like that? Sefer Honor of Soloveitchik quotes a kedushas levi. Dezeu dugma sa behema. What is the reason why we put our face down? It's like an animal. We're showing that we're like behemoths. Shepshita she'ein lo shum schus letvo shum davar. An animal comes to me and wants something. Okay, it's only because I have a kindness, I have some kind bone in my body, that's why I give it to him. What do you think? I'm a chuyiv to the animal? Not a chuyiv, he doesn't give me anything, I don't have to give him. But no. Ba'ayin the Gemara Baba Basar, where the Gemara also goes into a story, and the Gemara says that one of the Amoraim, there was a famine in the land, and the Amora said, I'm only going to give somebody who's a big Talmud Chacham, I'm only going to give him food. Anybody else is not welcome to take from my storage house of food. So the Gemara says, a person walks in, and he says to him, can I have some food? And the Samura says back to him, what do you mean? Are you a Talmud Chacham? He says, no. Did you ever learn Mishnayos? No. Did you ever learn Chumash? No. So he says, so then why should I give you? Didn't I hang up a shingle? Didn't I hang up a sign that says, I'm only giving food to people who are Talmud Chacham, to people who are learned? So he answered him, at least, Parnaseni Kekelev. Yes, you're right. I might not be a Talmud Chacham, but at least it says by HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'racham Aval Kol Ma'asav that he feels compassionate, he's kind and he's nice and he's loving. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachal to all creatures, to all living animals, to all living beings, not only to human beings, not only to Talmid HaChamim. And therefore this pin says to the Amora, give me food, Kekelev. Just give me like an animal. Yes, an animal is the bottom of the totem pole. He's the bottom of the list. He's the bottom of the chain, but still. V'racham Aval Kol Ma'asav. And this is what we ask as well. When a person says a Kedushas Levi, when a person puts his head down by Tachanun, we're supposed to think about that fact that we're like a behema. V'nira dezeu gamkein inyan nefilas hapayim shanu osam b'miyushav. Why do we do it sitting down? Hainu dugmas hachtsuras hatfila. We're trying to do it like that, to show that we're like animals. We bend down, we crouch, we show. Tumi de behema asher kach tzarech shetia shiflas daito shalayachad. To show that we're humble, that we're humiliated, that we really feel that we have no schusim, that we have no merit on our own. And everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu grants us is just going to be a matnas chinam. And therefore, he says, this is the reason why we have opted this idea of doing Nefilas HaPayim right after Shemona Esrei. So there's one Gemara, actually, which speaks about Tachanun, and that's the Gemara Baba Metzia, Daf Nun Tesam and Beis. And that's the Gemara that shows us really the incredible power of Tefillah. So we don't have enough time to get into it just in the next 3 minutes. Let's just discuss quickly the beginning of the Gemara. The Gemara there is really talking about the story of Tanur Shalach Noi. What's the story of Tanur Shalach Noi? So the Gemara says that there was a machlokas about a din of Tumah V'Tara, and the Gemara says that it was a very fierce argument. They weren't sure what the halacha was going to be like. And the Gemara tells us that Rabbi Elazar was so convinced of his opinion that he was correct, even though he was outvoted, even though all the other Talmidei Chacham thought he was wrong, he was so convinced that he said he's going to bring simanim, he's going to bring proofs to show that he is correct. So how did he prove it? He says, well, look, outside there's a stream of water, and the stream of water is flowing one way, and watch, all of a sudden, if I'm correct, I want the stream of water to flow the other way. The Gemara says everybody turned around, and all of a sudden, the water started flowing the other opposite direction. Then the Gemara says they didn't accept that, that wasn't good enough, so he says, if you don't think that's good enough, look outside, there's a tree outside, charuv, there's a carob tree outside, you just look out the window and you'll see the carob tree is going to fly out of the ground, if I'm correct. Lo and behold, 2 seconds later, hocus pocus, and the tree flies out of the ground, so wouldn't you be convinced? All of a sudden, the tree flies out of the ground, the river is streaming backwards, wouldn't you be convinced? Says the Gemara, no, not good enough, that's not a good enough proof. So then he says, you're not going to listen to me when I say about the Amas Amayim. You're not going to listen to me when I say about the tree, the Charuv Yochiach. Okay, you know what? If I'm correct, Kosle Beis HaMedrash Yochichu. You know what, says the Gemara? I want that the walls of the Beis Medrash should cave in, if I'm correct. And all of a sudden the Gemara says, the walls of the Beis Medrash started to cave in, they started to collapse, until the Chacham started yelling at Rabbi Elazar, and they said, what are you doing? What are you destroying the Beis Medrash for? What kind of business is this? And they threw him out. So that's what the Gemara says, that even if a Baska would come out and say that he was right, lo b'shamayim hi, we don't listen, we paskin in this world, what we paskin, it doesn't matter what they paskin in Shamayim. So we'll get more into the Gemara tomorrow, that's the beginning of the story of Tachanun. However, there's a very beautiful Ha'ara that Rav Asher Weiss once told me about explaining this Gemara. What do you think? Arbitrarily, Rabbi Elazar just decided to pick three tricks that he had up his sleeve to show and prove to the world that he was correct? Amos Shamayim, Charuv, and Kosle Beis HaMedrash, he just decided to pick these three tricks out of a hat, and that's what's going to prove to the world that he's right? Why did he pick these three? There must be a good reason. So Rav Asher Weiss suggested maybe the reason is as follows. We find, the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh already talks about it in Parshas Yisro, Parshas B'Shalach in Yisro, why is it that we have certain steps that need to be taken before Kabbalah Satorah? And he says, because if a person doesn't ready themselves for a proper Kabbalah Satorah, they will never be successful. There are certain prerequisites that are necessary for a person to really become an outstanding Talmid Chacham. Anyone can learn a little bit, but if you want to be a really outstanding Talmud Chacham, there are certain prerequisites that are necessary, and without them, you absolutely cannot become that. One of those three is the following. The Medrash tells us, B'shlosha dvarim nitna Torah. There are three things with which the Torah was given. Number one, be'esh. Number two, be'mayim. Number three, be'midbar. So what does that mean? The Torah was given with fire, with water, and with the desert. In the desert. What exactly does it mean? So the pshat is as follows. Eish, as we know, fire is something which is fire can consume. Fire can take something up and put it in smoke. Fire is something which is powerful. At the same time, fire is something which can bring heat. Fire has a lot of power in it. So when we have somebody who talks about becoming an outstanding Talmud Chacham, obviously the first thing they need is Amal HaTorah. First thing they need is to sit and give all their energy, to give everything they have, to become Talmidei Chacham. The second thing, B'mayim, the Gemara says in Tainus on Daf Zayin, that Mayim is the simon for Anava. Why? Because Mayim is holech mimakum gavoa lemakum namach. Mayim, as we know, water always flows from the highest point and it goes down to the lowest point. And that's why in the valley, the water is always caught down in the valley. It's not on top of the mountain. So over here also, Torah's nitna b'mayim. If you really want to be successful, you have to make sure that you're going to act like Mayim, that you're going to be humble. What's that all about? Because a person has to understand, if you're going to be so arrogant and think that you know everything, then you're not going to ever listen to anybody else. You won't be able to actually clarify what the Torah means because you cannot discuss it with anybody else if you don't value their opinion. So that's why Mayim is so important. That's why this aspect of water, of being an Anav, is so important in becoming a Talmud Chacham. And number three, the Medrash says, is Bamidbar. What exactly does the Midbar mean? So Midbar is something which the Gemara says, that Mimidbar Matanami Matanam Nachliel, the Gemara learns in Nedarim that the Midbar is something that, the same way a Midbar is Hefker, that nobody charges anything to walk around the Midbar. Midbar is open to everybody. So too, when I'm learning Torah, I have to be open to everybody. I have to be willing to be around for everybody's help. Dibuk Chaverim, that's something I have to be available for. So Rav Asher Weiss suggested maybe that's what this is all about. Why did Rav Elazar specifically choose these three aspects? Why did he say Charuv Yochiach, Amas Hamayim Yochiach? And number three, why did he say that Kosle Beis HaMedrash Yochichu? Maybe it's based on that Medrash. Because the reason why is as follows. Why did he first say Charuv? Because we know the Gemara says, Dai lo lechanino bekav charubin. When a person is mistapik memuot, when they give all their energy for the Torah, and they don't pleasure themselves too much in this world, in Olam HaZeh, that we consider to be the highest Madrega. And that's something that we signify by saying charuvin. That's something you can live just on a carob. That's nothing. Just a little carob tree. That's a nothing. And that's what the Gemara says. That's the semel of amal ha-Torah. That's a person who puts all their energies into learning, and they're not busy. They're not caught up with all the tanugi olam hazeh. That's the first thing Rabbi Elazar says. You should accept my opinion because you know charuv yochia. You know how much I slaved away at the Torah. You know how much I gave of myself. You know how much I separated from tanugi olam hazeh. Charuv yochiach, the carob tree outside, will go and prove it. Number two, the amas hamayim yochichu. You know my level of anava. You should listen to my opinion because you know what I'm saying is Torah Samas. How do you know that? Number one, I put so much energy into my learning. But number two, you know how humble I am. Amas hamayim yochichu. Go look outside. Go look at the river. The river will stick up for me. The river will give testimony on me about my humility and how much I wanted just to be kusha emes. All I wanted in my life is to get to the truth. However that was going to come to me, I never had my ego in the way. And number three, he says, Kosle besamedush yochichu. Look at the time that I spent dibuk chaverim. Look at the time that I spent giving of myself to everybody else. Look at the time that I spent being like a midbar, being so hefker lakol, giving of myself at no cost to everyone that was around me, to anyone who wanted to learn from. Therefore, Rabbi Elazar says, if you're not going to listen to me now, I have all three of these steps. I have worked on all three of these things, and still you're not going to listen to me? So that's when they came to the conclusion, Lama Shamayim, yes, correct. You might be the great Talmud Chacham, you might have a great opinion, we might agree that you're Torah's Torah's Emes, but we all disagree with you. And it doesn't matter that all these are found inside of you, but still, Lo B'Shamayim Hi, we are the ones who dictate what the Torah's values are going to be, and what the Torah's rules are going to be as well. So Mirtz Hashem, tomorrow, we'll continue a little bit more with this theme, a little bit more with the Halachas, and we'll get into what the Gemara says about Tachanun. Just, if anyone's interested, after Mincha, I have a wedding later, so I'm not going to be here later at 5:30.